like those things. He got a circle and you go all the way around and you come back down to the street.
Yeah.
Like those.
Yeah. Are there any places around here where, we know sometimes if you're riding down the street, there'll be a railroad track, crossroad, and sometimes a train comes by and you have to stop way on it. Is there a place where the railroad tracks go over the road so that you can go right on under?
Yeah, the overpass. They got the one on Mill Street. They got two on Mill Street. And they got one on Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And they need one down here on Bailey, but they still haven't put one down there. Yeah. They really need one down there. Because those trains are so bad, they're coming anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually a train has a specific time. And usually, in the dead of traffic, about 5 o'clock when everybody getting out of work, there's a train down there. And what's so killing, it doesn't just keep on going. Sometimes it comes, stops right in the middle of the road, bags up, it does that. And you know,
you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, you said you were 13. Have you done any driving at all yet?
Yeah, I drive. I don't drive a little. Mm-hmm. My cousin can drive real good. He's 13 too.
Yeah.
He can drive real good. And he's going to get his permit when he get 15. And then he can drive all he want to. He can drive all he want to now, but he can get caught.
Yeah. They might not care for that. It's just 13. Have you ever tried to park a car?
I drove in the driveway, you know, like that. Yeah. But not, you know, not one of those. Usually when mom's going downtown or parks or when shit, I'm glad she don't let me park.
Yeah.
Because there's so many places down there. And then they, you know, like a lot of places where they got no parking here or something like that.
Do you know what kind of parking you call it when you do it with, like you got a car here and a car right behind it and a space between them? You have to pull up beside this car and then go back in like that. You know what kind of parking that's called? You ever heard of parallel parking? Hadn't heard of that. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the type of parking that you would do at a shopping center? Where they got painted lines, you know, kind of at an angle?
I remember hearing it, but what do you call it?
Have you ever heard it called angle parking?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm. It's called something like that. They got two or three names for stuff. I think everywhere you go, they got a new name for it.
Mm-hmm. Could you say that for me? I just want to get your pronunciation out of it.
What?
Angle parking.
Angle parking?
Yeah, okay. And the things that they don't like you to park next to, the firemen use, are usually red.
Yeah. They got it. they just got no parking here. They have no parking here, fire or something. They put it down. No parking, fire area or something that.
What do you call that thing that it's usually red and the firemen attach the hoses to it? The water comes
out? Fire hydrant?
Yeah. Not supposed to park around those. Around here,
yeah.
I would guess.
You're not supposed to park around there.
Yeah. Is there a place in town, maybe any kind of building that you can drive your car in and park it there and leave it there for the day if you wanted to?
No, not really. They've got places under buildings where their employees can park. You know, it's under the building.
Yeah.
But if you want to park somewhere, you have to find a parking area. They got downtown and roundabout in kind of like Southeast Jackson.
Yeah.
It's not downtown, but it's a little toward the south.